are people doing to get why not playing? What are people doing to get Beyonce tickets and Jay-Z? Like crazy stuff?
I don't know, because tickets go on sale in 2 days, so it's about to get super real up. Internet's going to crash. I can promise you that. Here's another thing. They have this whole On the Run Tour 2 situation, but there's no new music. That's a lie. Number one, there's going to be new music. I need, like, I know they have 2 new albums, so I mean, like, new music, like, with them. Like, right. You have an album. You have another album. It's been a whole entire year since it's been going down. Like, somewhere in there between that and you announcing this tour, they made music. They've been in the studio. They've been working on stuff. Those twins ain't slowing Beyonce down.
Man. Listen to him.
What?
You know, if he really wanted to make this a profitable concert, he'd sell tickets on Tidal. At least then people would go to it.
No, honestly. Hey, I tell you, you have a chance to go in London to see this, because that's the thing.
What?
To go see On the Run 2.
What? Is that like, is Kevin Hart in that?
No, it is. Oh. It's the name of the tour to be true.
Oh, God. Poster where they're both on the motorcycle together looking out into the sun?
Because they're on the run?
Oh, that's, no. That's a tour? No, I haven't seen that. No. No, I have not. Right, I've been like reading things.
Well, that's how I learned about it, because I read things on Instagram.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is
that's
a thing.
That's not a thing. That's like how you don't believe in certain things. That's not a thing.
What don't I believe
not a
in?
Thing. And you say, you know, that's not a thing. It's not a thing, Philip.
Concerts are things.
No, not that concert. Not a thing.
New music.
Why would you want to go see Beyonce?
What is wrong with Beyonce? What?
I rebuke you. I'm done with you.
I'm just saying. Mean. And then the second ugliest man in hip-hop.
First ugliest man in hip-hop. Right. But the lightest man in hip-hop who will come through every chance he gets. So
who's
don't do that. Flavor Flav, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Flavor Flav, Shop of Ranks.
And
God bless Craig Mack.
Pour one out for Craig Mack, right?
Yeah. I made everybody in my office listen to that song twice.
I can't get the computer to run now. You have lucked out of playing the 5-second rule game.
Oh, thank God.
And I would have played some of Craig Mack, because go figure. He finally gets that song licensed into a commercial. What was it, Nissan? Was it a Nissan commercial? And then he drops dead.
What?
Yeah, Craig Mack. You don't know who Craig Mack is.
Craig Mack and Stephen Hawking in like the same 24-hour day. What's going on?
I know, both that's pioneers.
Crazy. What did Stephen Hawking ever invent?
What is happening?
Dude, first of all, you gotta give props to a man who can cheat on his wife and still have ALS.
Hey, I have a question about this.
That is weird.
Somebody told me that Stephen Hawking like was caught doing the Pee Wee Herman thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the movie theater?
With what? A robot arm?
That's what I was confused about. I was like, that's not a thing. They're like, no, it is. It is. Like, look it up. And I was like, first of all, I'm not gonna waste my time looking this up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, you know it's not true.
Oh, yeah. Space bar.
He typed with his eyes.
I was just like, are you sure it was him? Like, yeah. And I was like, but he can't move very well. They're like, no, look it up. And I was
what
like,
what was he
I'm
doing?
Not.
Just like, driving up, just smashing it into.
So, I didn't look it up, though. It's not in my history.
So I wanted to play the 5-second rule game here, but we can't because I can't get the clock to tick. Nothing's coming off the computer. So, Philip, you have been saved. I had a bunch of green things all set up for you.
You know what that is?
It's the heaven reach. It's Stephen Hawking.
That's Black Jesus.
It's all Craig Mack reaching down, not letting us play that game. Damn.
Thank you, Black Jesus. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And Black Jesus.
Demarius, you said your friends are listening?
Yes.
Hi to your
friends.
Hey,
what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Yeah, you want to...
Girl, know you listening.
Yes.
Girl, take that stuff out your hair. No, ain't nobody going to believe you Irish. It's ridiculous, girl. Just go outside, have your drinks.
Right. I can't wait to tonight, though, because I never go out. Like, I really want to party now. Like,
what time do you get off?
Like around 11.
Do you know how the city is going to be like swimming in alcohol and everybody's going to be wasted by the time you go out?
And I don't want to drive. Like, I don't want to drive.
You shouldn't drive.
I don't. Like, especially downtown. I'm just like, after I got my car wrecked and then now. And by the way, it was totaled. And I didn't notice that until I got my papers. But anyway, now that I got my car fixed, I'm like, I don't want to get in an accident again. So I'm just like,
you can Uber. Home.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to Uber. I'm excited now.
But Philip's right. By 11 o'clock, I don't know if anybody's liver's still going to work. Yeah. Except for the real troop, the ones that don't have working livers.
Do you hang out downtown? Like, have you ever been downtown for like for St. Patrick's Day or Zombie Crawl or
the
anything
last time
like
I've
that?
Been downtown was the wine festival.
Okay,
so I go downtown regularly.
No, that is so minor compared to what you're gonna see tonight.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna see people hunched over. Literally, I saw a couple of girls in different spots who probably didn't even know each other, like hung over the curb, like puking in the sewer with their friend holding their hair back. Yeah, it's fine. We gotta take shots. Get up. No, that's. That's a problem.
Hey, right. Remember when we were at Tilted Kilt last year and then they closed?
Yeah, mysteriously, the next day, they were like, hey, we made our money. Peace, we're out.
Yeah, those That's girls crazy. Were so nice, too. And then
we would broadcast live. It was 3 years straight. 3 years
It was 3 years, okay.
At the Tilted Kilt. And then the Monday.
Was that the picture you posted on Facebook?
No.
With you, DJ? Okay, never mind.
No,
go ahead.
No. Tilted Kilt.
Okay.
It's like Hooters, but like Irish.
Okay.
And we'd broadcast our show live there on St. Patrick's Day. Last year it was on a Friday, and then Monday they closed. And now it's Beer Barrel Pizza, which I guess is really, really, really good.
Wasn't it Saturday they closed? Like, they just didn't open the doors back up. It was really the next day.
It was the next day.
I thought they stayed open for the whole weekend.
It was right after the party.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, guys. Hey, everybody.
Peace out.
The managers were like, see you tomorrow. You guys are not getting your credit card tips.
Oh, no.
Gosh, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
Well, Philip, you explained this to me, that they got to close restaurants like that or else the employees will take all the liquor.
Yeah. Like, it's happened to me several times. Not even just the liquor. Like, they'll take whatever. They'll take his spatulas. Yeah. They take his steaks. Yeah. Like, they'll take whatever.
Hey, man, grab that wrench. We're taking this oven.
Yeah.
You're like, you're going to take the oven? Yeah. Like, they took all the good years of my life.
I feel like there's a decency in being like, all right, here's the deal. At least call, send an email out at midnight, do something. Like, just don't have them show up the next day and pull the door and it's locked. And then when they call you several times, you just don't answer the phone. That's what happens.
That's
and I feel
messed
like it's extremely disrespectful.
And that's why people steal. And that's
basically.
They're
exactly
like, you know
why.
What?
I'm watching everything I possibly can. I'm waiting for Toys R Us to just start blowing it all out. Paul, my brother, keeps going there. He's been there 3 days this week waiting for stuff to go on sale. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're just going to sell what they have. Or I guess the Toys R Us, if you haven't heard, they've been in bankruptcy and they're going to liquidate and close all their stores here in the country. But I guess the Toys R Us in Canada are very profitable.
Toys R Us, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
They said they had like 90 days left of like money to pay employees in America. So, I mean, that has to end soon.
I know that those people aren't getting their severance or...
They don't have money to.
Right, but they still get their benefits in 401k. So, I didn't even know the one on Reynolds that I went to last week with Lindsay was still even open.
I didn't either.
I thought it closed with the Alexis one.
I didn't know that the one next to the mall was open. I drove past. I was like, that's a Toys R Us. Yeah. Hey, man.
Isn't there one
on
Holland Savannah and like by airport?
There's one on Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe
there's
I'm
one
too
on
far up.
Reynolds and Heather Downs and
943. With
that place looks sad.
Everything on that side.
Like, yeah, Jeffrey looks even looks sad. I'm like, come on, man, you're painted on the building.
The morning after Q105, Q1055.com for podcasts every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
The 5 o'clock jam plays here weekdays with Johnny D on Q105.